Blog Talk Radio.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism, white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism, white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism, white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From L.A. to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Tonight, we're going to take you to another level.
dollar float. LA to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. The trillion dollar float. New Orleans, Bill Street, Memphis, billion dollar float. People of Maryland float. Atlanta, Georgia float. The billion dollar float. Over enough. Enough for everybody. It was made for us to be rich. Made for us to be brilliant. People of color, people have melanin. You ask not, you have not. We ask you for without. We're calling for you, you and you, to come into the billion-dollar float. New car, new home. New land, new expression. A new philosophy. A new love. A billion-dollar float. A trillion-dollar float. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. A trillion-dollar float coming from Egypt, coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, DuSable. I'm talking the trillion-dollar float, the slave train. Talking about Paul Lawrence done by Robeson, the slave train, the billion dollar float. You and me, me and you. Poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the billion dollar float. Yeah, you can have that new den. Yeah, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that Cadillac. Yes, you can have that up on the hill up in New York. Up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the billion dollars. Your health is 100%. You 100% deal. You 100% woman. You 100% man. You 100% up with your education. I'm talking about the billion dollar flow. We are right for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me a billion dollar float. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my melanin to wake up. People of color all over the world is in the billion dollar float. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you in California. Maybe you in Texas. Maybe you in New York. Florida, maybe you're in Canada, but you're in the billion dollar float. Maybe you're in St. Paul, Minnesota, or Indianapolis, Indiana. We're talking about the billion dollar float. It's going on up in New York and Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans.
Wherever you might be, God is already there meeting you on your level. This is a trillion dollar flow. I get ready to carry it to the next level. And I'm going to get to the next level where you will be able to understand that God got a blessing for you. I'm praying for the young ladies. I'm just praying for so much of death and shooting that's going on. I got a word that will have is attack. It's attack on the women and the children now. It's nothing but the devil, nothing but Satan himself. And as we, last night we went all over the Revelation. Now, some of you was here on Revelation, you got a problem with that. You can hit the tab and I'll talk about it. Because all the silver, all the gold belongs to God. Whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got, and he'll give it to you. I want to tell you tonight, I want you to get ready for economic blessing. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want you to get ready to see the power that God got to give you. Exodus 14:14. Step back and let God fight. Whatever problem you got, God got. It's not your fight. It's God's fight. But you have to stand in the queue and say, Satan, loose your whole body, mind, soul, and spirit. And I want you to know tonight, whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. But you got to ask God what you want. St. Matthew 6:33 says, it's the first, seek first the kingdom of God. You have to act and walk in a godly way. All the other stuff, you can have it because it belongs to you. But you got to know that you are a queen and you're a king. You are the power of the earth. God put you in man to be the power. God put you in woman to be the power. You have to speak up and know the universe is looking at you. And when you go into meditation, you travel. And, you know, when you begin to travel, things begin to happen for you. Doors closed will open up. Situations that you can't comprehend. But God will open up the door. The trillion flow. They just sunk $1 trillion over there to where the wall at. But all the silver, all the gold belongs to God. Man can't get enough with all the money. And it's something that, and it was true. We went to Purpose Band Party. It's going away party. You know, y'all call it repad. We went to dance over at the church, had a good time. Willie Wilson came and said, Bishop, if you got money, there's a lot of people got money, but they're holding it. But I'm going to let mine go. Because if I seed it back 100-fold, and he right. So it's people right in his category. Black folk. They ain't give up nothing. But the Bible said the worms and the devil come and get it. But if you give it up, God can always bless you. If you got a need, you plant a seed. And that seed will grow. And that seed will bring people in your life and bring money, and bring good health, long health. I was telling a lady today, she said, I was so sick, I was a seed. She said, well, my church don't believe in seed. And I said, well, just seed and watch God. And a young lady that I was talking to up in St. Paul, Minnesota, she said, my business ain't growing like nothing. I'll tell you what you do. I said, I want you to see to this ministry. She called me today. So I put the letter in the mail to you. Do you know somebody called me, want to buy one of my houses? And she said, I shouted. She said, I've been at this church for 7 months. Ain't nothing happened. I told her to just seed and watch God. See, if you keep your fist closed, you can. So I got seed in my fist. I got seed. I can put the seeds in the drawer. They ain't gonna do no good. I got to cast them out there. They got to hit them. They hit the dirt. They grow. If you got some corn, you got to put it in the ground. If you got some seed, you got to put them in the ground. Then you got to wait for the harvest to come. And the harvest is $1 trillion flow. Whatever you need, God got what you want. You know, I just want to say that tonight because there's so many that is all crossed up and messed up. The lady asked me, Bishop, what's going to happen with all this killing? It's going to, I said, you got wicked people, evil people. But the good going to override the evil. So fret not thyself, evil doers. They'll soon be cut down. And I heard David say, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. Whatever you need. See, people read the 23rd Psalm when you die. It ain't about death. It's about protection, and it's about financial growth. What he said, the Lord is my shepherd, that I shall not want. You are not to want for nothing when you walking in the paths of God. Your family members are not to want for nothing. Why? Because you are anointed, belly, that means I come up the trillion flow. The trillion flow. And you know where it's located at? It's located in the black community. The black community is the richest community it is. Everybody want to set a business up in the black community. People come from other countries. They want to come to the black community. All the stores in your community, black ain't run them, other people. Other people running the store. And like Malcolm X said, when we start to putting up grocery stores, we start putting up cleaners and stuff, the scenario gonna change. That's what's happening. The spirit of Mother Nature, ancestors, I say, is speaking positive stuff. And what I want to say, and to these people that's in charge, get it together, it's going to constantly be storms and floods when you got people in jail that ain't did nothing. You got people that is sick and you ain't trying to help them. And you helping people all over the world because of the color of the skin. But it ain't the color of the skin, don't mean nothing. What's on the inside of the man that means something. So what I'm telling you tonight, all is well. And I want you to know that God gonna lift you to another level. Now, do you see, I wanna share this. I'm gonna do it on Monday with Dr. King Movement. You see how the highest man, his wife talking about don't let Biden in, and he didn't vote for the people to check. And Biden and Trump tried to overthrow the government. That's a treason. And here's the man sitting at the highest court saying, I don't want y'all to look at the record. But when they pull the record, you see his wife involved. He involved. The highest Supreme Court, the highest court in the land. So I told you, you got to go to God. That's the divine law. And that divine law is God. When God says something, you can bet on it. When God said it's going to be done, and he said back-to-back floods, storms, and diamonds until America get it right. Until they get it right. Innocent people are in jail right now. But other people then did more than that, and they're out of jail. This is some of the stuff that's going on. Tonight is the trillion flow. We've been getting ready to have Mary to read the 23rd number of Psalms. Put your hand up where you at. There's so many pews, Mary. Press one where I can see your hand up. Okay, I think I see it. I just want you to know God. Oh, yeah, I see you. I see you. You have to excuse me. We got a lot of people in the queue tonight, and I guess they want to know where we're going to. I got it open for you, Mary, but before you read that, I want to tell everybody that's listening tonight, if God don't build a house, it ain't going to work. If you don't do it in prayer and meditation, it ain't going to work. And I want to tell you, every pastor, every imam, every rabbi, and all the bishops, you got to come back to God. And your husband, your wife, your children, got to be accountable to God. Do you know this world is out of control? Do you know we're out of control? We forgot the thing where God so loved the world. We loving money. We loving them dead presidents. But you got to pass them. They're dead. You got to love God. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. What does that mean? That means God wants you to count on him. You got to walk in faith. You got to walk with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Whatever you want, God got, whatever you want, God, but you can't get it because you ain't walking by faith. You walking by what you see. It ain't what you see. Is what God got in you. That means David can say, the Lord is, David made some person. He said, Lord is my shepherd. That don't mean he's your shepherd if you ain't claimed it. I can say tonight, the Lord is my shepherd and I'm going to trust in him. But some of you say, oh, David said the Lord is his. Yeah. David telling you, the Lord is my shepherd. He was talking about you. He was talking about him. You have to make that same announcement in your everyday life. Go on and read, Mary.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me on path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you.
I thank you for that.
What?
Well, this is what I want to tell you tonight. When we get ready, I want to tell you, when you go into meditation, you go into the healing of your ancestors. When you go in meditation, you open up that other pathway, astral travel, remote viewing. And this is part that they try not for you to understand it. But when you're able to do that, you're able to bring something back. Right now, I found out over in Gary, now over in Hammond, young black and white is taking cocaine and mixing it with that drug. And they found three of them dead already. Because they're trying to experiment, get another high. If you don't get high with God, baby, I'm high as I want to get high. When I say glory, hallelujah. When I say thank you, God got you on the land of the earth. And some of you, these young folks, don't understand drugs and mashing them up with the cocaine, with the reefer. They dying like flies. If you know the youth, you better tell them. If it's your children, you better tell them, come off of it, because it's instant death now. You don't have to wait. You're going to die right then. Young man, football player, took the drugs and stopped the drugs and put some of that other drugs with it, bam, dead. And the first responder tried again mouth-to-mouth presentation. He got sick. They had to rush him to the hospital. Killed you on the spot. That's instant death. Then the Bible says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, if you got some people, it's sinful, they're going to die. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life, all the money the people got in Chicago. You got some rich black folks in Chicago. You got some rich white folks in Chicago. Then none of them come forward and say, we're gonna help people out, but we're gonna buy some gas. Now, when the young man, Willie Wilson, white haters, now they'll come and get everything free, but they won't give up nothing. They got the fish closed. Ain't nothing can come in, ain't nothing can go out. See what I'm telling you? When you let go, all of you that have been seated to this ministry, watch God. I ain't got to just watch what happened to you. And a lady was telling me that, you know, and I know a young lady, she's been speeding for a while, and she said, well, ain't nothing happening. I'm going to tell you, God worked in his due time, okay? And I want to let you know, God know your name, your address, know where you at. You ain't got the word. My thing is, stop worrying about the universe. God controls the universe. Like last night when we were reading Revelation. Lots of people called and said they enjoyed it. They just went along. They had their Bible. They were just marking off certain things that they didn't know. But after the reading, they understood. And I want to bring you, I want to motivate you tonight. I want to stimulate you that this is the year for your business. This is not the year to sit down to modern, retired, or too old. My grandmama tell me, ain't nothing get over clothing, get some new ones, huh? And I'm too fat. I met a young lady, she got a laparoscope, she looked like a goat. You could blow her down. And she was very healthy. She said, "Fish, how I look?" I said, "You look like you're dying." I just told her the truth. My grandmother used to tell me, I got to say this to her. She said, if you're fat, you're fine. If you're tall, you're fine. If you're skinny, you're fine. So I want to tell you tonight, you're fine, let God make you. When You ain't got to take all this diet stuff, these diet pills, killing people, trying to look a certain way. It's not on the outside that counts. It's what's on the inside that counts. Okay? Gideon, look what Willie Wilson did. He can't talk that good. We don't want him to be the man because he can't talk. But his heart is right. Huh? So if your heart right, everything else is right. But hit me. Well, I want this man because he got plenty of money. Beat you to death. Murder you. You want somebody to love you because you love them. Proverbs 8:17. Huh? I love them that love me, them that when they love me. What love do? For God so loved the world. And Purple Friend always said, thank God for Jesus. I want to thank God for Jesus and thank God for you. Well, Purple, me and Purple be put together. He said, Bishop, thank God for Jesus. And I'm saying his words tonight. Thank God for Jesus. And I want to thank God for you. Wherever you at, you're in the place where you're supposed to be. But you have to come out of poverty. You have to come out of being sick. You've got to come out of saying, I can't. Take it out of your vocabulary. If somebody say you can't get away from them, if somebody say they ain't got it, move on. God going to put somebody in your vibration to help you. Vibration going to give you knowledge on how to go to the next level. Glory, hallelujah. I'm praying for the people down in Louisiana, down in New Orleans, lost one and lost. But I told one man that called me, Bishop, I've lost my house 3 times. Don't worry, feel it again. Lose it 4 times. Have faith in God. What I'm saying to you, God is too intelligent to make a mistake. Now, if I build a house by the river and the river keeps flooding, I got sense enough not to build no house in the same place. And it's 4 times later to come in that particular area. If I'm moving, I'm going to build back. Hey, here's in California. Where up in the mountain, the fire comes. We're going to build back. The fire going to come again. You ought to have sense enough, intelligence enough to, I need to move somewhere else. But it seems like you're trying to test God. God is God. And whatever you do is in divine order. Okay? What I'm telling you, hook up to a divine God. Hook up to a healing and a deliverance on your mind. God got your name in a book. God knows the hell on your head. What I did it last year, hey, forget last year and try to move up to this year. We had snow. We had hail. It's March. And we having tornadoes in places you never thought tornadoes falling. God is trying to get your attention. And you can say that God trying to get your, and God trying to get your attention. What I'm talking about tonight, the trillion flow. When I say the trillion flow, all that you need, the $1 trillion flow, God will give you tonight what you need. And when you get the money, pass it out. See, if you need a suit, give a suit. Whatever you need, and this is what Bishop Ross told me this. He said, Bishop, if you got a need, just you see to that need. I said, Bishop, what you talking about? He said, if you need a car, give a car away. If you need a house, get a house away. It reminded me of a young man, he just got back from the service. When he left, his mother was in a kind of regular house. He was sending his allotment to her, and she taking care of the family. And then through the GI Bill, he got a house, pretty house, him and his wife. He told his wife, pack up, we're going to the hotel. She said, why are we going to the hotel? Because I'm getting this house to mama. Oh, she was upset. The mama getting my house that we done got? The young man gave the house to his mama. Mama, what are you going to do? I'm going to the hotel. Because God's going to give me a mansion. He sees that a house to his mother. He got a bigger house. Sometimes, y'all, Will Wilson, he crazy. He Spending all that money, all the silver, all the gold don't mean nothing if you ain't got God. If you can have $1 million and be sick, you can have $1 million and can't buy a steak because you got something wrong with your body. But if you give, shake down, present together and give it, God's going to give it back to you. He's going to give it back to you in your health. He's going to give it back in knowledge. And somebody's going to be there to help you. Y'all ain't going to pray with me tonight, but that's what's going on. I want you to get ready. Storms and floods was in Indiana, down in Mississippi, Arkansas, and, you know, all on the coast. And flooding and all that's going on. God is still in control. And I want to say, it's an evil spirit. Now, it's three women got shot last night here in Chicago. Woman in Minnesota got shot. Woman got shot in Detroit, they were telling me about. And this is the kind of stuff that's going on in Louisiana. A guy got on them drugs and beat a woman to death. When the police come, he said, I don't know what I did. The woman laying there dead. Because they on these drugs, baby. And you can't condone them. They on these high drugs that chemicals that's made in the laboratory, and they mixing it, and they smoking it, and they snorting it, and they going crazy. And lots of dying. Do you know we had more people to die that was on drugs than that COVID took out? They did, the president blew it up. That had about 3,000 people here in Illinois died of a drug overdose. In Michigan, drug overdose. In New York, drug overdose. California, drug overdose. So I will tell you tonight, Biden needs to be over here to deal with the drug. We got a drug problem in America. And you got some is functioning alcoholism, you know. And they said, the family said, well, don't tell what happened. We want to hold. How can you not tell when somebody died in the hotel? You going and the judge crooked. Somebody going to depress that. How do you depress that? That man died some kind of way. He just died on that to death. Why would you hide something going on? That's when I say it's the divine law, and that law comes from God. You got to let go and let God. Now, I'm open tonight. If you got a testimony tonight, if you got a testimony from last night, or I want you to have something to say, Kit, and I want you to have something to say, Arkansas young lady, and the young lady from Detroit, I want you to have something to say, young lady from Atlanta, I want you to have something to say. But I want you to know God knows what you need. And God know what you got, you know. And I get requests. People say, Bishop, play that song again because we enjoy what you play. So I'm going to play this. God know your name. Get ready for a financial blessing.
He knows my name.
Praying for you, Pat. Trisha, praying for you tonight.
He knows my name.
Barbara, praying for you. Miriam, the bad family I'm praying for.
And oh, how he talks with me. And oh, how he tells me. You know my name. And oh, how you cast on me. Yet it still amazes me that I am your friend. So now I pour out my heart to you. Oh, yeah. Here in your presence, I am made new. So now, pour out my heart to you. Oh, yeah. Here in your presence, I am made new. Say you know my name.
I want to let you know God got you tonight, and you just ready to let God in, and God's going to do it for you. So he know your name. He know where you at. So you get ready for God to do something special for you. Tonight in the $1 trillion flow, I want to prophesy money. And now, you know, sometimes you just need the faith to open up that business. You need the faith to go out and get the house to get what you need. Everybody might be against you, but you don't know what God told you to do. And when God tells you to do something, Pearl, I don't know where Pearl is tonight. I'm tired because I've been out shopping and going on. But I want to let you know God is able to bless you. And sometimes when the word comes, you have to listen to the song because it's the word that God has given you. Now, tonight,
when I was looking for a scripture to read, and the Spirit said Psalm 119. 119. I don't know. And you read that. And some of you got a word. You know, I was encouraged by what God said last night. We're going to another level. God has opened up your melon. God has opened up that third eye where you can see some things. You need to write it down because God is carrying up to another level in 2022. So in 2023, all this stuff will be over with. But you're going to be a new woman. You're going to be a new man. First star, I'm praying for you tonight. And Delta Walker, I'm praying for you in every letter. And I want to tell you tonight, I want you to walk not by sight. Walk by faith. Walk by the Spirit of the Almighty God. And when you walk that way, God is going to do something special for you. Okay? Because Jesus still loves us. Yes, he do. $1 trillion flow tonight. Write that down, trillion flow. Put your name by in the Bible.
Without a shadow of doubt.
Gospel song, yes, Lord, to your will. They used to say that. Yes, Lord. There's something about saying yes to your will. Down south, they said, my soul said yes. Yeah, Lord. Sometimes you have to go on the inside. And let God on the inside speak to your soul. Because sometimes you can't speak to it yourself. You have to let God speak for you. And when God speaks for you, he'll open the door for you. And sometimes you have to just tonight, it's tonight for you to say all is well. It might not be going right.
The tempest is raging.
Yes. Jesse,
the sky is all shadow.
The spirit of our ancestors moving in to guide us to another level. God bless you tonight.
Yes.
Something in this season, in this time. God going to do something. I want you to get ready for God to do it, because God will do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I want you to be a part of it. I want you to write down tonight, $1 trillion flow. Write on a piece of paper as I'm talking, the $1 trillion flow. When you write the $1 trillion flow down, you write it down, and you put what you want to happen in 2022, and you just put down a scripture. And the scripture, I want you to put down the 23rd of them, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. I'm praying for you tonight. I want to get this prayer in tonight. I want to pray that you get ready for a blessing. You say, well, Bishop, what I'm talking about, I see, when I said blessing, when I said a trillion flow, I'm talking about money to buy a home debt-free. I'm talking about, see, if you go in faith, God will give you exactly what you want. And it's a scripture that I always give out to people. Sometimes they don't understand. When I give them this scripture out, sometimes they don't understand that what God gonna be doing for them, and our doors gonna open up for them when they begin to let go and let God. When I tell them read Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12, they get scared. But I want to let you know, God got a place for us. And it's special. And get ready. Tonight is your night to say, thank you, Jesus. Tonight is your night to say, all is well. God keep me. Can't nobody keep you but God. He can keep you healthy. And I decree your healing tonight, whatever it might be. Albertina, welcome. Thank you, Albert, in the spirit. God bless you down in Dallas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Texas, New Mexico, Las Vegas. South Dakota, North Dakota, New York, New Jersey. Keep my head. Not me, but him. Get ready. But God's going to always put you in a special place. You have to get ready for the blessing place that God to do it for you. In the spirit of Mahalia Jackson and the spirit of all the gospel singers that gone on, their spirit is walking the face of the earth trying to touch us and our ancestor that gone on.
She was an icon.
When you sit and meditate and close your eyes, you connect with them.
And
when you connect with them, they bring you wisdom and knowledge, revelation knowledge they bring to you. And you have to get ready and receive what they're saying to you.
Because